Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7:06 in the morning here on Tuesday, March the 22nd, 2016. Phone lines are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Bad Bomb.
And good morning to you.
And how are you having? Are you hitting it today?
You were not out of eight cylinders.
You were not wearing, like, you know, the old Nor'easter stuff with the rain comes slamming down on you. But did you see the rain yesterday?
It was intense in a couple of spots.
I saw cars pulling off the side of the road because they could not see.
It was overwhelming.
It was raining so hard.
Wipers.
And, yeah, it was overwhelming wipers. And, I mean, when I blew past them at 60, I could, you know, I said, gosh, you guys shouldn't really be sitting on the side of the road like that.
Yeah,
of course, I couldn't see. I couldn't see them until I got right past them. But, no, and then the wind blowing and all this, it was a pretty good storm.
Well, yes, and we're going to see some sun now for a few days. A few showers lingering here and there, but they will die off during the afternoon. We'll have clear skies overnight with a low of 43. Today's high will be 64. Wednesday, warming up to 72, and then for the next few days, that's going to be our pattern, warming up as we head towards the weekend into the mid to upper 70s. And then our next chance of any rain is not in the immediate 10-day forecast. So we will see lots of clouds, maybe a little sprinkle here and there, but the heavy rains have subsided, which is good because we've got enough to run off right now.
Well, you know what? The other day when we were out in the woods out there on the side of a hill, it hadn't rained for like 3 days, and the water was still coming down off the side of the hill. Yep. I think every spring that can spring has sprung, yep. And every bit of water that's available, I mean, the ground saturated out there.
Yeah. Well, now as the lake comes up, of course, it gets wider and wider, so the same amount of water doesn't bring it up as much. Lake gained not quite half a foot yesterday, but they are letting out 17,000 cubic feet per second. 22,000 coming in.
Isn't that like four swimming pools?
Yeah.
A second.
Yeah. Yeah. Every second. And so the lake is going to gradually raise, but they don't want to top it this early in the season.
No.
Because then they lose the ability to control downstream flooding.
Well, I tell you what, there was a lot of water going downstream.
Yeah.
And as we learned yesterday from Dr. Smith, when it comes down like that, it cleans out the, it pulses down, it cleans off the gravel, gets all the algae
scrubs
off the gravel,
off,
scrubs,
yeah.
Scrubs the gravel, and makes it really good bedding for salmon as they're coming back. Okay, good. Hey, we woke up this morning to bad news in Belgium, twin blast in Brussels at the airport and the subway during rush hour, 34 people killed, 150 people injured. Witnesses heard shots and Arabic shouts was reported. Now, this was in off the news feeds. Paris, they've been, and here's the thing: is Brussels in Belgium has been at high alert for the last week, ever since they arrested the head of the Paris. If you remember when Paris was attacked by all the terrorists this past year or last year, they just captured the leader of that group, the mastermind who planned all this. They captured him in Brussels, in fact. So this was probably a hitting back at them. But even when they were on high alert, they got hit like this. This is a worldwide attack on civilization, as far as I'm concerned. And this is not something that is something that just is going to go away. It's going to keep getting worse and worse until you just pound the head or chop the head off this hydra, because there's multiple heads, and keep cutting the heads off. And then pound the body into the sand, and then turn it into, I don't know, whatever it would be. It's the only way it's going to stop. Perhaps it's never going to stop.
I have maintained that the culture understands one single concept. If they're stronger than you, they'll dominate you. If you're stronger than them, they'll respect you.
That's it.
Well, I've been reading this book by Brian Kilmeade, who's written about the war in the Barbary Pirates on the Barbary Coast there, when American ships were being taken by the pirates of Tripoli and Algiers and all these other places. What they would do is they'd take these merchant ships and then they'd make the Christian slaves. And they just hold them. These officers were in there for 10 years as captives there. Their men it was like slave labor out there. And the United States couldn't get them back. The United States didn't have a navy, first of all, so it's kind of hard to go after them. And they finally did. And it tells the story of these battles and a man by the name of Eaton. You never see his name anywhere. He's the one that led the attack on Dern, Tripoli, or Dern in, it's in Libya, but they called them Tripolians then. But led the attack with the Marines, seven Marines and Greek soldiers and a bunch of mercenaries, went after this capital of Dern and took it with this force and with the Bashaw they wanted to put in power, who was the rightful Bashaw of Tripoli, but had been deposed by his younger brother. Well, the attack on Dern was a success. Two Marines killed. They took the city, and with that, they were heading for Tripoli. They were going to just take it down, and I guess you would call him somebody from the State Department, a guy by the name of I think it was Turn. Went to the Bashaw there, who by this time was terrified, the one that was sitting there in Tripoli, because he saw here they were coming for him.
Mm-hmm.
He was terrified, and he said, I'm going to make another offer to you for peace. and what he did was, so he ends up, instead of just getting the prisoners for free, all these prisoners, he paid $60,000, the Americans paid it. But they said there'll be peace now. But what that did was, the force that was getting ready to attack, they get these messages. Nope, stand down. It's peace now. And so it kind of cut they couldn't go any further. So they literally struck their colors and got back on the ships and left. And then in the War of 1805, in the War of 1812, pirates jumped up again, started taking ships. Mm. This time, Stephen Decatur, famous at this point, who'd been fighting in the earlier war, went in there with 10 ships of the line, bombarded Tripoli, threatened them, and they completely capitulated. Gave all the prisoners back, including British prisoners from the War of 1812. They even took the British prisoners and set them free. So, but what I'm getting at, though, right here, is that this war has been going on since the 1700s. It's not going to stop. It's not going to stop. So this is something, but you have to, our next, if you look at the shape of the world now, what was it 8 years ago? Yeah. You can say, there was a war in Iraq. But you had, at least it was stabilized.
Well, you mentioned that U.S. forces have never lost an engagement where they went toe-to-toe. And aerial bombardments aren't going to do it. You got to have people on the ground going in there and taking butt and taking names.
Yeah, because they can hide. You can't bomb population centers. There's no carpet bombing anymore, no matter what Trump thinks. There's no carpet bombing anymore. And so what happens is the bad guys just they swim in the schools of these terrorist barracuda swim in the schools of fish, and you can't kill all the fish just to get to the barracuda, so you've got to be selective, and that's where putting people on the ground. And by the way, a Marine was killed in Iraq in one of these outposts, and here's what their mission was. It was to shoot back if shot at. They don't have enough combat power to go out there and do active patrolling and all this. It was at a fort to help protect the Iraqis. So they could shoot back if shot at. Well, guess what? They got rocketed and Marines killed. Those types of orders will get Marines and soldiers and airmen killed. Oh, no, don't shoot back unless they shoot at you.
It's never worked.
It's this classic scene from Black Hawk Down, and the guy's saying, why aren't you shooting? He says, all right, rules of engagement says we can't shoot until they shoot. Well, and then all of a sudden, just machine guns are opening up on me. Says, well, I guess you can shoot now. But that's the point, you've got to go on the offense. And it's another great move by the Obama leadership. You know, I just, you know, while he's down there saluting Che Guevara, our Marines are getting killed over in Iraq because of mistakes he and Hillary Clinton have made. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. I didn't mean to start off the day like this, but I'm a little bit perturbed.
Get it in your craw.
716 here on Tuesday, March the 22nd. 44 degrees right now, going up to 60 today.
Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Reading Kia has temporarily moved.
Not very far, just a couple hundred yards to the west.
So they can build a new and bigger and better showroom and service facility for you.
It's been a long time coming, and it's going to be incredible when it's completed.
Reading Kia has temporarily moved to 380 East Cypress while they build their new facility. So let's have a move-in sale.
All 2016 Kia Sorentos, 16 Kia Optimas, Fortes, Sportages, Souls, and Rios are priced to move.
Make no payments for 90 days on new 16 Optimas and Sorentos, Reading's go-to fun vehicle.
0% financing available on certain models.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations with every new car purchased.
And America's best warranty.
Head them up. Move them out. Come on in.
Subject to prior sale ends April 1st. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for 0% offer, plus tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation fees, and any emission testing charges.
Well done.
Reading Kia has temporarily moved.
Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and ReadingKia.com.
Don't miss the moving sale at Reading Kia.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our local community for making 2015 our best year yet. Your continued patronage supports 20 local jobs, and when you shop at Mighty Fine, your money stays in your community the way it should be. Daily deli specials under $5, a different hot soup served daily, groceries, meat, produce, and over 1,000 cold drinks. Mighty Fine Foods is your locally owned and operated neighborhood grocer. Mighty Fine, 299 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
Dandelion. Unique Gifts and Clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Yeah. Carl and DeBot. Linda, of course, it's Tuesdays on assignment. At 7:20 in the morning, I wish I was on assignment sometimes. Okay, hey, welcome back. It is Free Fire Radio here at 7:20 in the morning at KCNR 1460. 605-4567 is our phone number, and I had some stuff stuck in my craw in the earlier segment concerning terrorism, and then more. And now Marines getting killed in Iraq again, and the rules of engagement are they can't shoot until they're shot at. You know, I think that the rules of engagement should be is that before a Marine shoots, that they should call in on a B-52 airstrike for everything around them that could be shooting at them. Then they can shoot back. 43 degrees going up to 60 today, thanks to Shasta Gas Propane for that. Their customers are warm friends. Give them a call, 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Properties by Merit, and Agent Cody Titus. Agent, I kind of think of dun 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 dun. Agent Cody Titus. Isn't that a cool name though?
Cody Banks,
Titus. Yeah, it was Cody Banks, but this is Cody Titus. Will represent you. And for whether you're buying or selling property, whether it's your first home or your 100th, you want a ranch or you want a place in town, Cody Titus can help you with that. Give Cody a call at 209-0721, Properties by Merit. Now, the DA has issued some harsh restrictions to the Reading Inn. Now, you know Reading Inn is the place that's got, I don't know, what can I say there?
It is a people, den of iniquity.
Yes, yeah, people down maybe a little bit under luck, people that are into drugs and selling drugs and stolen gear and
peddling the flesh.
Peddling the flesh, all those things. Well, they've come down on them and said, okay, you want to run, this is what you have to do. Security guard. You have to have security guards on at least 9 hours a day. No hourly rentals. Well, who would rent a place for an hour anyway? I mean, it's a motel, right? Why would they rent it for an hour, Bob?
But I can think of only a very few reasons.
And what are they? Oh, you mean prostitution. Okay, got it.
And possible shooting up and that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah, they come in, going to poppy into the veins, and off do they
make
go.
Make their drug deal.
Yeah, make their drug deal and go. Background checks on all employees. Well, that right there would probably knock off half the producers and maybe all of the shows here. a do not rent list. Now, okay, now, everything up to then, I can see, okay, because we're having never spent a lot of money on the Reading Inn. But a do not rent list. That means anybody that you've had problems with before, and this is the kicker, anyone the police say not to rent to. Being a law and order kind of guy I am, you know that I back the police and the district attorney. I think they're great people. However, also being a kind of a constitutional kind of guy, I'm thinking that that may go just a little bit too far. Because
that's an iPhone situation.
There you go. Now you're letting the police tell you who can rent. You can rent your rooms to. So do you have to check? The police may have a list. No, don't rent to these people. Well, now, does every other hotel in this town have that? And if they don't, why? Because the police can't do that. So they're saying if you want to run this hotel, and I understand that we've, you know, when, and you get a, remember, you know, Paletti come down and say, oh, yeah, we go to that place 20 times a month. 20 times a month, and just say at $100 a pop, when it's probably more than that. Let's just say, you know, what's that, $2,000?
Yeah.
So it's $2,000 a month there. So $24,000 a month. I mean, $24,000 a year we're spending at this hotel just going there. And it's probably more than that, because then if you arrest somebody, then you've got an hour and a half of booking them and all these other things. I mean, just, you know, it's an exorbitant amount because these people aren't paying attention. The place, you know, is vermin, filled with vermin. And I'm talking about real vermin, like, you know, like rats and stuff like that.
Roaches
and this. So they've got to clean it up. They've got to have vermin inspections. They've got to have inspections and all these things. And I'm okay with that. But I'm not okay with the fact where, hey, here's a list that only the police will tell you who you can rent to and can't. That's, you know what, that's crossing the Rubicon there, buddy.
I don't think that'll pass a court challenge.
I don't think it would either. But see, the people aren't going to do that, and I'll tell you why. Because they've done all these things for these years, taking advantage of people and all that, and say, hey, you want to run? This is the only way you're going to run. But I think that's going too far. And Chief Paletti's going to be in here probably this week or, you know, soon. And when he does, I'm going to ask him about that. How can you guys tell companies who to rent to? Is the next thing, if we're not going to let you rent here, so we're not going to let you rent over there. And by the way, I'm going to give this to Safeway and say, don't sell food to these people.
Yeah, that's it's
because then, you know, because they come in and they shoplift. So, okay, now these people aren't allowed into stores. See, I mean, yeah, you know.
Yeah, please pass your chip card into the scanner before entering. You know?
Yeah, I'm sitting here with Tom and Debbie Johnson. They're not here for that. What do you think, Debbie? Am I going just a little bit? Am I not being fair that these people have earned their right to be told who they can rent to?
I think you're on the right track there. Depends on if they have a special ordinance just for that hotel, motel. I don't know.
I don't know if you can do that, Tom. What do you think?
I don't think so.
That's not what Tom and Debbie came in here for. They go, wait a minute, we're here to talk veteran stuff. What are you doing asking us about this? Ah! You know, but you know, I mean, Because you two are very strict constitutionalists.
How would you get on a list like that?
Yeah, exactly.
So how do you get on that list?
And how do you get off it?
That's the other thing, is how do you get off it? Those are two good questions. Well, first, how do you get on? Well, you've been they've been arrested in this place several times, maybe, or they've been arrested for dope dealing or all these stuff, and so, you know, now I'm getting this out of the paper. Now, of course, the paper could be wrong. I know it's been hard to believe this. Yeah. Record Searchlight could actually make a mistake. But
you have the no-fly list, now the no-sleep list.
The no-sleep list. Now, if you're on a no-sleep list, will that transfer to a no-fly list?
It might.
Might.
Okay, I bet those people are on the no-buy-gun list, too. I bet because they're all felons, I'm sure. Anyway, I'm just thinking is that I think we've gone... if that is indeed true, I can see, okay, security guards. Yes, security guards. Yes, inspections in there for cleanliness and all these things. Yes, yes, yes. Background checks of employees. I mean, you're not making every other motel do that, are you? See, that's hard to do. How can you? Because there's some people that say they might have had a few transgressions in their life. Okay, so think Good News Rescue Mission. A couple other places. These guys and girls have had a tough time, but they have cleared themselves. They have, you know, they have turned the corner. They're on their way to a much better life. This is a job they have, and they run a background check on them to see that they've had problems with drugs before. Does that automatically keep them from being able to work at the Reading Inn, which is, I can't say, is at the top of the line of five-star hotels? So then... background check. And then the thing about not renting to people, doing the do not rent list. So, okay on security guards. Okay on no hourly rents. I'm not good on background checks because unless you're going to tell everybody in this town to get a background check. I think, and I, you know what, I personally admire Stephanie Bridget, and I'm going to support her run for district attorney. Unless... of course, she arrests me or something. No. unless I get on the no rent list, and then I'm going to, you know. But I just think this is a little bit too much for that, you know. It's playing the rules.
Yeah, I think it's, and like I said, I it's only a matter of moments before ACLU gets right in the middle of that
one. I would be surprised if they don't. Okay, FBI says they can break into the Apple phone the terrorist had. What do you think about that?
I think that they have had the NSA has certainly had that ability.
They've been able to do
along.
That for years,
yeah.
Of course.
The concern is that the FBI wanted to make this a showpiece case. It was not about this phone. It was about all the phones.
They've got 100 other cases that weren't as strong as this one, and that's what they were trying to do. And you know what?
The government smokescreens say it isn't so.
Oh, no, it can't be. Okay, next thing, Obama and Castro met. Well... Obama flew in. Castro was not there. Obviously, maybe couldn't make it to the, you know, the president flying in. But he did send some dignitaries and some people, you know, singing with, you know, fruit baskets on their heads. And then they met, and they took turns telling each other what was wrong with their countries, which I thought was kind of cool. Your human rights, your embargo of the Cuban people is wrong. The fact that you pick up people and beat them up for no reason and don't have freedom of speech, freedom of expression, freedom of movement, that's wrong too. So they both beat up each other's countries. But then they had the big photo sessions, and there's President Obama standing at attention with Che Guevara's huge picture behind him. Che Guevara, terrorist, murderer, killer of thousands. Oh, well. But, and then there's a lot of Cubans who are upset about this. Wait a minute. You know, in fact, they had the Wives and Mothers, or Wives and Ladies March. I think that's what it's called in Cuba. They do this every Sunday. Well, Raul had a bunch of them arrested right before the president came. Kind of a, you know, hey, look what we did. We're going to take a quick break here. I'm going to come back. We're going to talk to Debbie and Tom Johnson. We're going to say, get us out of here, and we're going to talk about the honor flight. But this portion of the show has been brought to you by our friends over at the Reading Civic Auditorium, March the 26th. Today's the 22nd. You got four more days till Jay Leno. He's in town. He is a master of comedy. He is probably the most appreciated, the most liked, well respected talk show host since Johnny Carson. And he took over from Johnny. He was Johnny's handpicked guy, Jay Leno. He's going to be here March 26th, and you can get your tickets at 229-0022 at the Reading Civic Auditorium or go to readingcivic.com. It's got to be readingcivic.com. Get yourself a ticket or two tickets or four tickets and go on down there. Join us there for the Jay Leno is in the house March the 26th. We'll be right back at 7:30 here on the 22nd of March. 44 degrees out there, going up to 60 today. It's going to be a nice day. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Save the date, May 20th. Chicks and Chaps is right around the corner. Deadline for purchasing tickets is May 1st. Only 100 tickets will be sold, and the tickets are selling fast. Chicks and Chaps and the Reading Rodeo Association Auxiliary are holding their 5th annual Breast Cancer Awareness Fundraiser. There will be awesome raffle prizes, a one-of-a-kind buckle from Montana Silversmith, great food by Mary's Pizza, fun and informative guest speakers, including a breast cancer survivor. The proceeds from our event benefit Mercy Foundation North and NorCal Think Peak. Special thank you to Sierra Pacific Foundation, Cinerama, and Dutch Bros. Purchase your tickets now only online before they sell out at www.chicksandchapsreading.com. Chicks and Chaps, May 20th.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at MegastarFinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 30043.
The Reading Chapter of Safari Club International is hosting their 22nd annual banquet April 30th at the Wind River Event Center. Safari Club International is a leader in protecting your freedom to hunt and promoting wildlife conservation worldwide. Live auction and raffles will include African game safaris, elk, deer and wild boar hunts, and much more. The 22nd annual Reading Chapter of Safari Club International promises to be a signature event. For tickets and more information, call Larry McLeod at 530-474-5075. That's 530-474-5075.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
President's Zone.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, Ted Leidy. Ted, this is his business. He doesn't do this part-time. He doesn't do it as a favor to friends. He does this. This is his business. He teaches all over Northern California. I mean Sacramento. I mean every place. He gets down in Southern California. He has all of his instructors NRA trained. He trains them again after the NRA classes, so he makes sure he has very safe, knowledgeable instructors out there, the most complete CCW training in California. Plus, he offers advanced training. Once you've had your basic training, then you can go on to the basic CCW, then you go on the advanced. The advanced class is going to be April 30th. If you want to get in the advanced class, there's only going to be 12 people in there, and I think four or five already signed up, and I've got three others that say they are going to and sending checks. So you might want to get in there as quick as you can by giving Ted a call at 999-1822. Say you want to be in the advanced class where you are taken to the level of presentation of the pistol under stress, of close-in encounters, scenario shooting, and it's an all-day affair, and you're shooting, but you're shooting as close to real life as you can. You'll be carrying a loaded gun the whole day, and of course it's a safe course, but you learn an awful lot. All this under Northern Firearms Instruction. Again, 999-1822 or readingsccw.com. Okay, it's 25 minutes until 8 o'clock. I'm with Debbie and Tom Johnson, who do everything in town, but the big thing we've always had them on for was the honor flight.
Good morning, Carl.
Yeah, good morning.
After I get you into my political diatribe of what's going on, what's wrong with the Shasta County District Attorney. No, there's nothing wrong with Bridge. I'm just saying, you understand what I'm saying. It just seems like that's kind of like taking that bite too much. You know, you've taken a good bite out of them, and now you're kind of like wanting to rest.
We didn't have a no-call list, that's for sure. We were calling everybody on
that's
our
right.
list.
Okay, because you two did one of the most magnificent missions in Northern California history, as far as I'm concerned, with Honor Flight.
Right.
Tell everybody
this morning,
what that is.
We're here kind of sadly, but happily. We're announcing that we have completed our mission. When we first started Honor Flight 8 years ago, our mission was to take every World War II veteran back to Washington, D.C. that we could get our hands on. And in that 8 years, we completed our mission. Our last three flights have had more and more Korean vets and Vietnam vets as our honorees because we couldn't fill them with World War II veterans.
Well, we're getting to that age, and I know that the honor flight was set up to take all World War II veterans back to Washington, D.C., in case people don't know about this. They have guardians with them who pay their own way, but you pay the way, or through Honor Flight pays the way of the World War II veterans back for them a place to stay. They go back on a Friday. They spend Saturday at the World War II Monument and other places and fly back Sunday.
That's how
your hub operated. And then you had guardians that paid their way back to be able to help because, you know, it's World War II veterans. Well, some of them can get around and pretty spry. Others needed a little help.
Yes, that's correct. They did.
And so you've essentially taken all the ones that can travel.
Right. And we took, actually, there's more to it than that. When we first started, we were the first hub west of the Rockies. So we had a very large area to cover, and we were overwhelmed when we first started. We started out with a list of 2,000 World War II veterans.
Wow.
And in the 8 years, one of the other functions that we did was we were instrumental in starting 7 other hubs in California. And that
helped a lot.
That is how we took care of our list.
So we facilitated getting all of those folks.
Because
back
the idea
there.
Is to get them back there, and you couldn't take enough back.
Yeah.
But when you have 7 other hubs working and a list of 2,000 and maybe, you know, probably more. And,
oh, yeah, there's a lot
and
more.
There's a lot more than that. And then, but now, up in your hub, up here in Northern California, like you said, you were taking mainly Korean War and Vietnam veterans back. And that's nice, but that's not what it was.
There's still a few more World War II veterans up here that haven't got the word, and they still coming to us.
Okay.
And we send them to the 2 nearest hubs. We have a hub in Fresno that covers the more or less the east side of the state now, and a hub right there in San Jose, on a Flight Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
And they're
so you get them down there.
We get them down there.
Get them down there, and then they take care of them from there.
Right,
that's correct. One of our former guardians is instrumental in the Bay Area on our flight, Nathan Chung, and he's just so excited to be involved in that. And so we have a graduate.
You have a graduate. Now, you've got something written down there.
I do. I have lots of things. Tom has some statistics for
okay.
you, but I, you know, there's so many thank yous from us to this community.
We didn't do this by ourselves.
we took care of a lot of details, but we didn't do any of this. We have very well-trained guardians and who all paid their own ways. They're they're so generous with their time, and some of them would get
sponsorships. What kind of situation do you have? Somebody that volunteers to help you and then pays up to $1,000 to do it.
Right. They are all special people.
It's like, special
it's
people.
Like signing up to run a marathon. You're paying $100 for people to hurt you.
Right.
Right. But in this case, you want to help, and you're paying to help. But
we had over 500?
Yes. Over
guardians.
500 guardians.
They helped us over the 8 years.
Wow. We've had 16 different board members, and Tom and I are the only two from the original board that have continued on through. And so we had some core guardians who had gone on a previous flight so that we would have enough experience for any new guardians, any family guardians, to make the trip even more safe. We always had a nurse of some kind. We didn't offer medical assistance.
We never broadcast that we furnished medical.
No, you can't do that.
Always had
a nurse or an EMT.
A nurse or EMT or somebody on the flight.
So you have the names of some of those folks.
So how many people do you know? I mean,
we took about 750.
750. You probably just heard that, and I'm just looking at something.
Yeah.
750. In your hub, 750 people. Wow.
Yeah.
World War II veterans back to see the World War II monument. Yeah. I took my mother.
Yeah.
Oh.
Back when she was alive. Oh, yeah. I went because my mom had put in like $10 because she saw that. And,
uh-huh.
and of course, it was, I don't know, when was it finished?
2004.
Yeah, because my dad had passed away before that. Both of them were veterans of World War II. So mom said she wanted to see it, so I came in there to, flew in to. Chattanooga and picked her up at my sister's house, and we just had a great time. We partied our way up there and down.
That's how we got started. Deb took her dad.
Yeah, I went with my dad.
And it was her dad's.
Yeah.
When he passed away, he left a little bit of money, and that's what we started the hub with.
Wow. What a great thing you all have done. 750 people that 750 World War II veterans have gotten back there, and you got all types of list of people you want to help, you want to thank.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I do.
So, okay, let's try and get through a few of them here.
Okay, well, the USO at San Francisco International Airport, they are awesome. They are just always there for us.
Oh, I bet. I bet they're a big help.
And they're there for the other hubs now, too.
Yes, they are. They're just
hubs.
And you people,
wonderful.
USO is United Services Organization, and what it does is if you're flying in, you're a military member, and you're flying into a major airport, there's usually a USO person there to help. They've got places to sit down and clean up and all these kind of things.
Absolutely.
And they're manned. I think a lot of them are by volunteers, but some of them, I guess, are paid employees.
They would help.
But they're great. They help military, and I could see where this would be a big thing they would do.
Oh, yes. They would help get us to the gates. They would help us. They actually had a special gate for us. They'd work with TSA to get us through our own gate so we didn't have to go in the long lines.
Oh, that was great.
Magnificent.
Yeah.
So, Star Franchise, we know who that is in town, don't we?
Oh, yeah. We're not sure where they're going, but we know. No, they're, in fact, they are.
They've helped a lot of organizations locally.
Oh,
yeah. And,
they're a wonderful asset.
They came
to
on
our
board
community
with us early on and helped us get a flight going.
Anderson Rotary. We had some buddy put in on our flight Northern California as their IBM.
Their charity that
yeah,
they wanted to help. They're,
exactly.
They're,
so they had matching funds from
yeah.
the from
okay.
the company, and of course CVAC helped us with our Chefs County flight.
Sure.
Anderson Rotary, Sierra Pacific, Indian Peaks.
The winery.
NCR.
Well, you know what? And
Millie and Kathy.
Millie and Kathy.
At the cafe.
Indian
everywhere.
Peaks. We were just out at Indian Peaks. They're nice people out there.
Oh, man.
They
yeah.
are very nice. We liked Donna and Fred a lot. So many of the folks in the community that just, you know, hand us a $20 bill or, you know, say, you know, please remind me to donate. So without those businesses and those individuals, we would never have been able to do this.
In 8 years, we raised over $800,000 to do these trips.
Wow.
And most, a lot of it, a big portion of it, a single portion, came from AMVETS, American Veterans, their service foundation.
Uh-huh.
They got our first flight going. That was the main thing. And the next couple of flights, they kept picking in a substantial amount of money, and that's what got us started.
Wow. So that's cool. Okay, and you've got, let me see, individuals? I mean, you were thanking some.
Well, I got a list of individuals, but most of these are just local guardians.
Okay.
That we wanted to mention, but there's a whole big long list, and I'm
Rob
not going to go through them.
Rob Burrows went on
but
a couple of these.
Rob
Burrows was on
almost every flight.
Okay. Oh, he was? I didn't realize
almost
that.
Every flight. He was with us when we started. I was actually working with Rob with the museum 8 years ago, and he was a member of AMVETS, and that's how we got together. And when we put together the inaugural flight out of Yountville, mm-hmm. the veterans home in Yountville, that was our first flight. Everybody on the flight was from Yountville.
Wow!
And other than the guardians, of course, and he was one of our guardians, and went from there, and he made sure he wasn't left off the list whenever there was a flight.
All right. Hey, I'm here with Tom and Debbie Johnson. They are the ones that started Honor Flight here in California, in fact. They're the first one west of the Mississippi.
Yeah.
And then
the Rockies,
I'm sorry. And then since then, they have started six other hubs here and just in California. And they are kind of retiring from this. They're not retiring from helping and all that, because we'll talk about that in a couple minutes after we get back from this break. But some of the great things they did, you know, 750 people.
Yeah.
And then all these other things they did, raising over 800,000 and take them back. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for collision repair? When you call to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today, 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Peter Frampton is returning to the historic Cascade Theater in Reading this March in his first ever acoustic tour. This legendary songwriter and guitarist remains one of the most celebrated music artists in rock history. Peter Frampton, live and acoustic at the Cascade, Tuesday, March 22nd. Get tickets before they're all sold out at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
That would be the Veterans March.
Oh, that's cool. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Bob just finds the greatest music. You know, it's just, you know, it's the Veterans March coming back. It is 10 minutes until 8 o'clock here on Tuesday, March 22nd. I'm here with Debbie and Tom Johnson talking about Honor Flight. But then Reading Police Chief Rob Pletty just came in and threatened to put me on a no-rent list. So I'm going to put him. I've got him here on the air. But you've got something really big going on here now.
Yeah, we're going to change our recruiting strategy a little bit. We've got a couple of openings right now. Candidates that we've got on the lateral level or experienced officer list haven't been, you know, what we expect for the Reading Police Department. Our entry level list,
really?
that we've used haven't netted the number of people that we need to fill the ranks of the Reading Police Department. So last Thursday we opened recruit, and we are going to. This is for non-experienced young people that will be paid, maybe paid by the Reading Police Department to go to the academy, or if they're in the academy now. And it's a good chance for some of our good local kids that can't afford to necessarily take 6 months off of work and go to the academy. They would actually be hired as a recruit, paid, and the expenses of the academy would be paid by the department to go to the police academy.
So what we've got here is we're recruiting out of our own people here, good people, clean record, no drugs, no background problems. You're going to go through an extensive background check, and then if you pass this in the psychological testing and all this, and once you pass it, you're going to be hired essentially to go to the academy and then come back.
Correct. It is a little bit of a it's a little more difficult for us as a department. Obviously, I can take a lateral experienced police officer from another department, put them through 6 weeks of here's our paperwork, here's learn their orientation of the city, and they're to work. When you hire recruit level, it takes longer because the kid's in the academy for 6 months, then 6 months of FTO to get the experience to go out on their own. So, you know, I only get 102 vacancies, and if two of those are in the academy or in training, you know, obviously I've got 100 people working the street. But I think that this is a chance for us to get some good local young talent from our own community with a stake in the city of Reading and give them a good opportunity for a good career with the police department.
Okay, now how do they get a hold?
Just go to the city of Reading's website, to the personnel section, to the job announcements. You'll see police recruit. That's the entry-level position, and apply. We've already got over 25 applications since Thursday, but we want to get the word out to anybody you know that's a young person that you think would be a good addition to the Reading Police Department.
Male, female.
They have to meet the physical, you know, obviously the mental, the background requirements. Yep. It is a competitive process, and so we're going to take the best ones we can find.
All right. Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletier, they're looking for two.
Two right now. We have three anticipated retirements this year. Academies only come about every 6 months because the academies are 6 months long. We're going to probably plan to send at least two to Butte in July, but there's other academies we can utilize also. So we're going to try to widen the net a little bit, so to speak.
So if you know of anybody out there, young man or woman, that will meet the background test, the physical test, that the Reading Police Department wants to hire local kids or young people, and what's the age that you're looking for?
There is no age limit. They have to be a minimum of 21, but there's no age limit on the top end.
Yeah, Tom just stood up.
As long as you can meet the physical requirements of being a police officer.
I'm ready, man. Okay, and
there will be a written exam. There will be a
high school diploma at least?
Yes.
Okay.
So all the requirements are on there. You know, you have to have a high school diploma. You have to meet the physical post requirements. You have to pass a psychological exam. You have to pass the interviews and everything else. And the other thing I wanted to say is last week of March will be the first town hall meeting of this year. We're still waiting for confirmation on a location. I'm not sure what the interest level is going to be. Hopefully it'll be high. We're going to go over the crime stats for 2015 and take questions like we normally do. Like I said, I'm a little bit behind because my crime analyst quit and stayed home to have a baby. We got the new guy, Mike Murphy, on. He's doing a great job. And we'll be able to present to the community what's going on with crime in their police department.
Okay, and we'll talk about that one, too, more. Mm-hmm. Thanks a lot.
You bet.
Rob Pelletti. So I'm not on the no rent list, huh?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. All right. Hey, we're here with thanks a lot. Thanks
Take
a lot,
care,
Chief.
Ryan.
Okay, isn't this, you know, community radio?
Sure.
So we're here with Tom and Debbie Johnson.
That.
And they started the Honor Flight, which took World War II veterans back to Washington, D.C. to see the monument, and then just have a nice weekend. The Guardians that went with them paid their own way. 750 people they took back there, veterans they took back there over the last 8 years. They have now kind of run out of World War II veterans. I don't mean that in a
good
sense.
It's a good thing.
It's a good thing that you got everybody through there. But there are seven hubs now that you started in the state of California that if somebody does show up from this area, you will make sure they get attached to them.
Yep.
And you were thanking people and organizations. But let me thank you two. Let me just thank you two out loud. You know what?
We need to thank you also because you helped in this whole situation. We've been on how many times we've been here?
I don't know. Not enough. I love you guys, and the thing is, this community loves you, and so let me love on you guys on you two personally. It's not just the Honor Flight, which is something that is exceptional that you two have done, exceptional work that you've done for this community, because you have been the glue that's held together, the heart of making all this happen, and a lot of times the bone and sinew also to go out and do this, and you did it out of love for veterans.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, the other thing, though, is what maybe a lot of people also don't realize is that every time there is a veterans event, Tom and Debbie Johnson are there. And now you're on the board, Debbie. You are on the board of the Northern California Museum.
Since the beginning.
There's some land that's been bought. They're getting, you know, you're seeing some light at the end of the tunnel about getting something built there.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And plus, you know, it's not only that, but I've seen you at, you know, CVAC. I've seen you at Millie and Kathy when they're doing doing the fundraiser for Millie and Kathy. Anytime there's a veterans event, Tom and Debbie are there, and you're putting your money out there too. Now, I realize that in some cases there are raffles that Tom always wins. But
Not anymore. You won a biggie here.
One.
All right.
One.
That was the one I wanted, though.
You know, I still haven't got that yet.
Oh, you better go get your...
Well, no, I mean, they're backed up on them. So I guess I should give them a call.
Your paperwork.
Anyway, but going back to you two, it is just spectacular everything you've done for veterans here, and you've had your awards, but it's not enough, frankly, in my opinion. Everybody in this town, every veteran in this town, owes you all. I mean, not owes you, but should just when they see you, give you a little salute and say thank you.
Well, some of them do sometimes. I'm also a Patriot Guard writer.
That's right.
And so I do get out there, and we get plenty of thank yous.
Well, and you deserve it. I tell you what. You know what? It's because you're working. You know, you two are always working on other things. So I expect you to be in here a lot more. So still coming in. And say, Carl, we got this going.
We do.
Because you always have a home here.
All right.
No place to say anything.
Great. Thank you.
No, well, thank you. I mean,
leave me without words.
We did it. We did have one. She had come up with one more person.
Oh,
her company.
Did I? Oh, you are local.
New West Medical. They're just a little medical company over here that supplies
oxygen
and all kinds of different things.
So we'll do a shout-out to U.S. Medical.
And New West Medical.
New West Medical.
Okay.
But way back when we first got started, we went to rent an oxygen concentrator to make sure we had it as an emergency backup if we needed it. And, of course, we rented it, brought it back at the end, and then they wouldn't take any money.
Oh, is that right?
And then they also told us any time we needed one, just
okay,
call
this
them.
Is New West.
New West Medical.
Medical. Okay, shout out to New West Medical.
And
then
they have supplied a concentrator on every flight.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Tom and Debbie Johnson. Thank you for everything you've done and everything you continue to do.
And say hello to Linda.
I would do that. You'll get the little button that says, where's Linda?
Okay.
Okay, hey, we'll be right back after the 8 o'clock news with Rachel Hatch and what's going on with the IT explosion.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. President Obama is condemning the attacks in Brussels that killed more than 30 people.
Speaking in Cuba, the president said the United States will do whatever is necessary to support our friend and ally, Belgium.
The thoughts and the prayers of the American people are with the people of Belgium, and we stand in solidarity with them in condemning these outrageous attacks against innocent people.
The president said the attack is yet another reminder that the world must unite in the fight against terrorism.
That is White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Meanwhile, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump weighing in on the terrorist attacks today as he appeared on NBC's Today Show, vowing that he would help protect the U.S. from such attacks by tightening the borders to exclude certain people from entering the country.
I would say to the American people that we are going to be very strong, we are going to be very vigilant, and we are going to be very tough, and we're not going to allow this to happen to our country. And if it does happen, we're going to find the people that did it, and they are going to suffer greatly.
The world's largest cruise line is now getting approval from Cuba amid warming relations between the U.S. and that country to start running cultural exchange trips to the island starting in May of this year.
With hotels in Cuba in short supply, Carnival's new brand, Fathom, offers travelers another option. A 704-passenger ship will initially visit ports in three locations, including Havana. The ship is relatively small for the industry. Most carry 3,000 passengers. There are no Broadway shows or other forms of entertainment, and guests won't be snorkeling. Instead, they must spend at least 8 hours each day involved in some type of cultural experience.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Prices for the 7-day voyages start at $1,800 per person, considerably higher than the Caribbean voyages of similar length, but less than the $2,990 Carnival originally sought when it received a license from the U.S. government back in July. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1. But if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
One of the most outspoken critics of the Castro regime is again blasting President Obama for taking a diplomatic trip there.
The Cuban people deserve better. The American people deserve better.
That from Florida Congresswoman Ileana Ross-Leighton, who accuses the president of paying lip service to human rights by meeting with Cuban dissidents.
It is not enough to help the Cuban people, especially after shaking the hands of a murderous tyrant like Raul Castro.
Ross-Leighton, who was born in Havana, says freedom and liberty are no longer the goals of the Obama administration for the people of Cuba.
That is Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting. Congress has passed a bill extending the Federal Aviation Administration's powers and programs through mid-July. That will give lawmakers time to work on a more long-term aviation policy measure. The House has approved the bill by a voice vote. The Senate previously approved the bill, which now goes on to President Obama. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A new website hopes to help theatergoers suffering from various disabilities find Broadway shows and venues and offer services they may require.
Those services could include wheelchair ramps to American Sign Language interpreters to autism-friendly performances. The Broadway League and Theater Development Fund teamed up to create the site Theater Access NYC, which lets visitors filter which performances have captioning units, hearing devices, or audio description, and even note nearby parking lots or whether there are escalators. The site offers show descriptions, reviews, details on the theaters, and policies regarding specialty devices and dates when open captioning or sign language interpretations are offered up to 30 days in the future. Keith Peters reporting.
The Indonesian capital seeing a taxi driver frenzy today. Thousands are out protesting against what they say is unfair competition from ride-hailing apps like Uber. More information on these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bar. Linda is on assignment today. It's Tuesday. 6 after 8 here on Tuesday, March the 22nd. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And Bad Bob, tell us the weather is going to be great here the rest of the week.
It is going to be great for the next several days. Looks like sunny skies and occasional clouds here and there, which is a good thing since the lake at last report had 22,000 cubic feet a second coming into it. They are currently 22 feet from the top. Today's high will be about 64 degrees, overnight low of 43. And we'll be moving up into the lower to mid-70s throughout the week. Right now in Reading, we are at 49 degrees. And, let's call it 45 degrees. And this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Hey, our customers are warm friends, a family-owned business right here in the city of Anderson. That helps everybody up here in Northern California. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. It's a veteran-owned business, and they are great people. Chuck and Judy Kenny. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Wellgate Sports Club, where Linda and I go and capriciously work out. You know, and Linda's into their Aqua Personal Training Program, where she's in there doing a lot of she's working out really hard, but in the pool, in the saltwater pool they have there with Kathleen Cowling, There's no damage to your joints. You don't have that pounding when you're running, or lifting real hard. So they're using different types of devices over there so it gives you more resistance in the water in your arms and legs. And she's just loving it.
I'm going over to Wellgate for the first time today.
There you go.
I signed up yesterday, and today's my first day to carry my little gym bag over there and not kill myself.
Well, I tell you what, it's a great place. It got great trainers. The place is absolutely fabulously clean. You've got it all there. Whether you want to do spinning or, like I said, swimming, they've got personal trainers. They have Bohem Spas in the middle of in there also. So if you sign up, not only can you work out, but you get 2 sessions free a month at Bohem Spa. Yeah, pretty cool. Give them a call at 768-1205. All right. The Netherlands has been heard from, has just signed in. Good morning to the Netherlands, Des. If you get a chance, Bob, offline, ask her what the feeling is over there about what happened in Brussels this morning. Okay? All right. Hey, I am here with Rachel Hatch. Rachel, good morning. And you have brought a technological wizard with you.
Oh, yeah. This is Ryan Russell.
I know.
Wizard.
A wizard.
Sure.
Wow, I've never been called a wizard.
You're bringing
before.
In wizardy stuff here. With, Ryan, we know Ryan magical. Also and his wife from, they are also in this battle against sex trafficking with girls being abducted and being forced into sex trafficking business, which has become an industry, it appears. But it's not what we're here to talk about. Rachel, you are, I like to think of you as the guru of information technology explosion that's happening beneath the surface. I kind of think of you as like a mine. You know, when, you know, you're kind of, you know, in the water, and you're going by, and all of a sudden there's this explosion from right below the surface, and it's huge. And you go, well, how'd that get there?
Well, yeah, it feels like I'm an observer, and there are people like Ryan who are actually building things and making, I see them as making the future today. So I'm just trying to track, you know, who locally is actually doing that so that we can spotlight what they're up to and realize that there's tons that's going on just below the surface here.
Well, there is, and that's the thing is that people are surprised about when you say, oh, no, there's a lot going on here. And they look at it and they go, Reading? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on in Reading. And that's, you know, when it go into the culture side of it and all these other things are going, oh, there's nothing going on. And then you find out that Symphony is going, you know, all the time and all these other things. Yeah. People are not opening their eyes. They're used to the old Reading and the old idea of Reading. So last Saturday night at the Turtle Bay auction,
mm-hmm.
you, one of the items that was auctioned off was a field trip to the future.
Yeah.
And you put that together.
Yeah, well, we love Turtle Bay, and it feels like they're so important to the future of our region, too. So we were happy to get to put this together. And the field trip to the future is basically a half-day experience. It's a curated tour of innovations that are happening in the North State and a chance for intimate conversation with people who are actually making the future today. So I think of it as, you know, if there are things that you're curious about but you haven't ever had a chance to try them, this is a kind of low-risk, accessible way to get to experience something like, oh, going into a, you know, an Airbnb host's home locally, or watching a 3D printer in action, or taking an Uber drive. Some of these things that, you know, it's interesting that they're happening, but really if you take a minute to sit with that experience, you realize there's a lot of transformation that's coming through something like 3D printing or through something like the so-called sharing economy here.
Yeah, well, we're going to be with Ryan here in a second. But when you say, I see your title as a futurist.
Mm-hmm.
What is a futurist?
A futurist is a person who studies trends and disruptions that are likely to impact us in the next, you know, 10 years, 50 years, 100 years. So this has been my job for the past 8 years at Institute for the Future, which is based in Palo Alto. It's a, 48-year-old think tank that is devoted to helping the public think more systematically about long-term futures. And there's no history of the future. You know, if you're a historian, you're studying the past, there's a clear record there. So that's why it's really important to look for signals of change, kind of early indicators of future directions of change, so that you can figure out where the future is starting to emerge and detect patterns in it.
Are those things bothering you? You can take those off.
My head's too small.
take those off.
There we go.
You don't need those unless somebody's, you know, unless somebody calls in. And that's, if you have questions about this, and as we go through this, this is fascinating about the future and especially right what's happening right here in the Northern California area. And, you know, we're going to take an early break here, because I want to get back and start talking about the technology here. I want to talk to Ryan and the things he's doing with 3D technology. And then get into, when you said Uber,
mm-hmm.
Uber as part, you know what, I didn't even think of that, but discussing, I've been reading some stuff about self-driving cars,
mm-hmm.
and other things that could come into the, you know, could come into, you know, I mean, they could be here in the next 5 years. So, but I'm sure you've got much more up on that than I ever will be. But this portion of the show is brought to you by service companies that we need every day, like Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Whether it's a little bitty chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, Jeff Worst at Crackmaster can fix it. He believes in doing every job well. He guarantees his work. It's quality workmanship. It's a special compound he uses. He's the only one in town that can do it. Bring your vehicles in for a free inspection and analysis and get it repaired by a master windshield repair guy. He is not sitting on the side of the road repairing windshields, no. He is doing it in a environmentally controlled atmosphere to make sure that windshield is completely fixed. You're not going to be disappointed. He's located at 3208 South Market Street. Give him a call at 241-8373 for appointments. Jeff Wirst, Better Known Business. We'll be right back with Rachel Hasich, a futurist, and what's going on in the future here.
Wellgate Sports Club has dedicated themselves to creating an environment that supports your personal goals, whatever they may be. That's because Wellgate Sports Club is more than just a gym. Wellgate is Reading's first premier sports club with a staff, programs, and 23,000 square foot facility designed to give you an exceptional experience every day. Now it's never been easier to take advantage of incredible amenities, including Reading's only indoor saltwater pool, outdoor jacuzzi, sauna, luxury towel service, and over 130 exercise classes designed from beginners to experts. For a limited time, you can become a member of Wellgate Sports Club with no enrollment fee. That's a $99 value. In addition, Wellgate Sports Club will provide you with 3 personal training sessions and a nutrition consultation absolutely free. That's another $225 value. There's never been a better time or a better place to get started. Call 768-1205 today for your personal tour. Or stop by 1740 Eureka Way and don't forget to visit online at WellgateSportsClub.com. Wellgate Sports Club, where you'll experience exceptional every day.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Reading. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Reading can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
Save the date, May 20th. Chicks and Chaps is right around the corner. Deadline for purchasing tickets is May 1st. Only 100 tickets will be sold, and the tickets are selling fast. Chicks and Chaps and the Reading Rodeo Association Auxiliary are holding their 5th annual Breast Cancer Awareness Fundraiser. There will be awesome raffle prizes, a one-of-a-kind buckle from Montana Silversmith, great food by Mary's Pizza, fun and informative guest speakers, including a breast cancer survivor. The proceeds from our event benefit Mercy Foundation North and NorCal Think Peak. Special thank you to Sierra Pacific Foundation, Cinerama, and Dutch Bros. Purchase your tickets now only online before they sell out at www.chicksandchapsreading.com. Chicks and Chaps, May 20th.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
But first, let me take a selfie.
A word that didn't even exist when this radio station started.
Welcome back to the future. Here we're on our welcome back to the future. Right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Mundabot. Yes, welcome back to the future. As we're talking about a field trip to the future and what's going on here in the great city of Reading and Northern California, I guess even all of the world, and how it's impacting on us. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's with just absolutely fabulous coffee and all types of great drinks there, and walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in Northern California. All of this available at Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week, veteran-owned business. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Now, I'm here with Rachel Hatch and Ryan Russell, and we are going to talk with Ryan now. We're talking about the future, and we're talking about the all the things that are available that are going on right now in the city of Reading. And we're going to talk about them, but now we're going to talk with Ryan about what he's doing. So good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
Now, you've brought something with you.
I have.
Is incredible. And it's a, it looks almost like a, I think a honeycomb, if you looked at it from the side. And it's made of?
This is made of plastic. I have a few things here that are made of plastic. These are made of metal.
Okay.
Yeah.
And all of these are made via?
3D printing.
3D printing.
Yeah. Yeah. So I actually create these. I can design, 3D model anything in a computer and print it out on a machine that I have in my office. And these objects print out layer by layer, like a 2D printer would print over and over, layer on top of each other, until you have an actual object. It's pretty amazing. I mean, some of these are plastic. I can do metals, different flexible materials.
I'm holding a, it looks almost like a, I would say a belt buckle.
Exactly, yeah.
A belt buckle like
exactly.
that. Exactly. And it's made of metal, and it's got its own design on there. You can make one-of-a-kind belt buckles for everybody.
I could, yeah. Basically, the idea is, you know, I can create prototypes of designs for myself or for anybody that has an idea in this community that says, hey, I want to create this product, and I have no idea where to start. Where can I start? And they can come to me and say, this is my idea. Can you make this for me? Can we get this product development going? So all of these things can be developed further to, become a real product on the market.
All right. Bob, you had a question. This is Bob's life. He's bouncing. He's going.
Speaking to the ladies in the audience, picture a day in the not-too-distant future when you can go into Victoria's Secret or someplace similar, step into a scanner, and every woman who's listening will appreciate this. A few minutes later, you get an undergarment that actually fits. That's where the technology is headed.
3D printed fashion is
sure.
It is a frontier, actually.
It is, yeah.
3D fashion.
And if you think about it, there are a couple of 3D printed fashion experts on Etsy. Etsy now, do you know about Etsy? So it's this online marketplace for people who are creating bespoke kind of objects.
They're producing what kind of objects?
Bespoke. So they're, they're handmade, they're handcrafted in many cases. Sometimes they're selling vintage clothing. It's a mix, jewelry, but it's mostly apparel. And Etsy now has had over $1.35 billion in total sales just from Etsy shops. So it's a phenomenon that's really taking off. And there's a woman here locally, Robin Fader, who's been an Etsy seller. And she's actually written a book about how to sell, crafts and clothing on Etsy.
Okay.
Kind of an entrepreneurship.
Wow. Now, going back to Ryan here, if you've got a machine part or you need a part.
Yeah.
If I give you the specifications, can you build it?
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean,
yeah.
If I needed a retainer pin, and
sure.
I can't find one any.
Sure.
And I say, okay, here it is. Here's what the old one looks like.
Yeah.
You can
exactly.
build it.
Yeah. So I would have to measure that out to the millimeter and 3D model that. So that's a service I offer too, to get those 3D models really precise and then be able to 3D print it into a physical object.
Wow.
So I start with the computer.
So who comes to you with things like this?
All sorts of people in the community, mostly innovators, people that are trying to create something new, which is really cool to see for our community. There's a lot of business people that are trying to create a new product. And so even if they have some ideas in their head, they don't know how to make it tangible. This is the way to start making it tangible for them.
Let's suppose one of the gears in your ice maker and your refrigerator breaks. If the company happens to have a spare, it was made in a factory, put in a package, put in a box, put in a crate, put in a container, shipped overseas, they take it out of the crate container, take it out of the crate, take it
I'm
out of the
tired,
box.
Bob.
Yeah,
Bob, I'm getting
but
tired.
You get the point.
Yeah.
How much easier is it, and is it to go down to a regional store like a Kinko's of the future, and they put in the specifications, and it prints it on the spot?
They already have those.
Yeah, they're doing it on the space station.
Well, Orchard Supply is not here, but in Cupertino, in that area, they already are offering 3D printing services. You can go in and you can get, like, doorknobs, handles, different custom designs, go in there, and they have an actual 3D printing tech in that Orchard Supply down there.
Is this expensive?
Not so much. With the plastic is relatively inexpensive, and the units themselves are getting so much cheaper. The desktop size versions are, you know, you can get a very basic 3D printer now for $500. You know, that will, yeah. No,
what would,
yeah,
would that
I'm
make?
It would make things like this, maybe smaller scale, you know, a few inches wide, like that object. But the quality may not be as good. But, you know, the range for a 3D printer is $500 to $10,000.
So how, I mean, that's your one, of course, nobody can see it, but we're going to put it on the website here, what it looks like. And the, you know, this honeycomb type shape, how intricate can you get? I mean, here's, you know, basic lines and, you know, types of, you know, basic drawing type stuff on this little house that was made.
Yeah. No, yeah. it can get really quite intricate down to the 0.01,
like
0.01 millimeters, you know, is the space.
So you can draw curves and
exactly
circles,
yeah,
and all different
any,
types,
yeah,
of
it allows you to create really complex shapes.
Okay, so
very simply.
If I was a parent and I wanted something special for my kids for Christmas or something like,
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly.
You could come down there with an idea and just give it to you, and you could copy it on the oh, my gosh. Ryan's got examples on his website.
Oh, yeah.
Your website is?
Yeah. RyanRussellStudio.com.
Okay, now this is, it looks almost like lace. It's that fine. And if like for bracelets or napkin rings. I mean, you could probably do ones that you design yourself and put in there. So they're special. There are no others like it.
Exactly.
And it would be not so cost prohibitive either.
Right. Exactly. And lately I've done things for people that, you know, they just have something in their household, like you guys were just explaining, that they wanted something replaced or designed a little bit differently, but it doesn't exist anywhere. And so they're like, you know, we just need something really precise, exactly like this. You know, a nozzle. I did a nozzle for a guy the other day that wanted to achieve laminar flow in the nozzle he uses at home. And so he came with a specific design, you know, very accurate, and had me design and print it. So it's really interesting.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen, you know, I've seen when people are fabricating for building things like for motorcycles and other stuff, and they have it on computer, and it does it with water, or I think it just... Or I guess it's water, and it just wears away.
Yes,
it's a really high
exactly.
pressure water.
Yeah.
And but it's the same. You know, that's a computer. But this one though, is the difference is that you, any type of thing you can come up with, comes out of the computer, and it just chugs it out.
Exactly. Yeah.
This is fantastic.
Pretty amazing.
And you can get these done. Like, so if I wanted to make, again, if I wanted to make something special for my bride, for Linda, I could come down there with an idea, and Ryan can tell me, you know, it looks like a, you know, typical third grader stuff. So I think I can do this. My designs, so, yeah. Like trivets. I'm thinking of trivets with your initials in them and all types of stuff you could give to people for Christmas presents and stuff.
Yeah,
I know definitely. It sounds silly, but you know, a lot of people like that kind of stuff. But then they'll say, well, but Ryan made this for you. No, but I designed it.
But the important thing is that anyone can come to me and with an idea. It helps them further the ideas they have in their head. So that's just good for the community to keep ideas flowing and moving forward.
Wow. It says, can you do 3D printing with crystal?
Not yet, but were
there? No, I don't think so.
Okay.
The materials are changing all the time, so it could be happening right as we speak. You
One
know,
of the
so.
Most interesting materials that I've seen is actually 3D printing with concrete. So people are constructing buildings. In China, there was an example a couple years ago now where they built 10 homes in 24 hours.
Okay. Now, I've read something like that, too. So these printers can actually make walls?
Yeah, they're basically scaled up. Everything's scaled up to the point that it's pumping out a concrete additive and building walls layer by layer. It allows you to create not just a vertical wall and just the wall like we would imagine, but maybe a curved wall, you know, that's flowing in a direction that, you know, is really difficult to construct with traditional construction. So it allows us to create these really complex forms at the building level that we haven't been able to do before.
How big are those machines?
The concepts I've seen even You know, some guys down at USC, a guy is working on, his company is focused on building houses with all this, all the 3D printing tools that even incorporate plumbing and mechanical, like piece by piece, that it's all automated into the walls, which is wild.
Especially when you have to go replacement in the wall.
I'm not sure how that works.
You know, and they put it down through the bilges, and it's we always call them the architect from hell, whoever put the bilge lines down. You know the way they put them because you can't ever get into them.
Yeah.
But just the concept, though. I mean, I'm just thinking of all these things that we're going to take a break because I want to talk about future, because we're just talking about things that are happening now. And I want to talk about things that are happening here that we're looking at in the next 3, 4, 5 years, like Uber with no drivers, you know, because they're talking about driverless cars. I mean, let's get out there a little bit because, you know, what happens if taxi cabs gone then because these driverless cars show up in front of your house? How about drones dropping packages? I mean, they're talking about that, which is kind of
scary.
Amazon
is doing that now.
Domino's is testing a pizza drone that trundles along the ground.
Oh, my gosh.
It doesn't fly. It crawls along the sidewalk and delivers your
pizza. A little robo-deliverer.
Well, let me tell you, and I can tell you about some things that when I was with the Warfighting Lab that we worked with all these guys in the future, because we were looking in the future for, I know it sounds silly, but we were looking in the future for urban combat in the future and what it was going to take to do that, keep our Marines safe in the fight there. But all the different agencies we worked with and all the things they were coming up with, which were just, and you look at them back then, that were just really kind of way out there that now I'm seeing everywhere.
Yeah, you've got like a huge head start on the future.
I tell you what, military. Yep. The military is usually on the cutting edge what's happening in the future, medical wise and technology wise, because they have to be.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it's 8:30 here on the 22nd of March. I'm with Rachel Hatch and Ryan Russell, and we're going to be back after these messages. But this portion of our show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know, voted best in the North State in 2015, and there's a reason. Martin and his people are just great. That's why. They do everything just as perfect as can possibly done. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air, a better-known business, and ones we do business with personally. Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today, 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists.
GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Easter is this Sunday, March 27th. Join me with my jazz ensemble featuring Bernie Baker on guitar and Bruce Kalin on bass. Hi, this is Linda Bott. This Easter, we'll be singing and playing our favorite jazz standards on the veranda from 11 to 2. On this Easter Sunday, View 202 will feature a special Easter menu. So join us and call 226-8439 for reservations today.
The Riverfront Playhouse presents an American classic, Our Town, Thornton Wilder's masterpiece, directed by John Welsh. Our Town is a moving look into the lives and hopes of the residents of a small town in the early 20th century. Our Town begins March 12th with evening shows Friday and Saturday, matinees on Sunday through April 9th at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. Tickets for Our Town available now online at CascadeTheater.org or by calling 243-8877.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. We're here on Tuesday, March the 22nd. It is 43 degrees out there, going up to 60 today. It's going to be a great day out there. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Better known business, give them a call, 365-3793. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. Another veteran-owned business, and it's man's last stronghold. Yes, Rachel. Man's last stronghold.
All right.
There's no hair gel in there.
Thank goodness for that.
There is. And we watch stock car racing, and we read National Geographic in there, which is about the most racy one you get, except there was one on, I think somebody brought a Cosmopolitan in, but embarrassed us, so we threw it out. It's, you know, it's just a great hair. Have you read Cosmopolitan lately?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
I have to confess I've not.
Well, you know what? Just look at them on the stands, and it would be like an adult men's magazine, you know, 20 years ago when you see these headings.
You used to keep those under the counter.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, so no, Cosmopolitan got everybody. Oh, no. So
back
we're
to National
we're
Geographic.
Back. We're back to National Geographic and Car and Driver. All right. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Okay, Rachel Hatch and Ryan Russell. Okay, now we want to finish up a little bit on that 3D printing. You said there was another part.
Yeah, so, you know, right now, some of what Ryan is up to is where you, you know, you start in the computer and you create something that's a digital form, and then you print it out into a tangible item, right?
Yeah.
Something that you can feel and touch. One of the newer developments is actually kind of reversing that process. So let's say you see something like this mug that you have right here.
Yeah.
Let's say that you see something in the real world. You really like the shape and the form factor of it.
You can have that
then
mug.
You can actually now use a digitizer. So it's not a 3D printer. It's a different part of the process. A digitizer to take that physical object, scan it, and create the digital file without having to necessarily have somebody who has that expertise. So a normal
cut
person,
out the middleman.
You cut out the middleman.
So what you're saying is, see, my mug came apart finally, so I'm just kind of take this one off the wall we have back there with so many others that people leave here. And so if I give you a show you a picture of a mug I'd like to have, you could build that mug for me.
If you showed me a picture, I could build it. If you gave me an object, if you gave me a mug, or we were talking about a specific part on maybe a car or something that doesn't, it's hard to find or something.
Yeah.
You can give me that part. I can put it in the scanner, scan it, and it'll create that precise model for me. A more dumbed down version of that too. I have an app on my phone. I could take a picture of your face right now, your whole head, and create a 3D model of your face and 3D print that right now if we wanted to do that.
That would be scary.
Yeah, it would be, but
you
it's
Rachel's.
Possible.
You do it. Well, I mean, like right now? I mean, back at your shop.
Totally.
Yeah.
Well, you can do it on your phone right now. That's the Autodesk app.
Exactly.
You can actually do that.
Yeah.
What's interesting about
it... How long does that take?
To make that?
Yeah.
I would basically... It uses a bunch of photos, like 40-plus photos.
Oh, okay.
All the way around. So I'd have to take those photos of every part of your head.
Face, yeah.
And then it would build that model based on the photos.
But if you can take a, you know, a panoramic photo using your phone, you can you can do, use that app. It's
my gosh.
Yeah.
You can do anything with this. This is just so fantastic. I mean, the first time you heard about 3D printing was they were, and the way it hit the news was,
you can make a gun part out of this.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, and that, you remember, yeah, it was real negative.
First gun that was fired.
Yeah, the
first,
yeah,
really
the guy
negative.
Made the yeah. guy made a gun out of this, and yeah. So, but let's just get past that. I'm going to talk about all the things you can do with this.
Right.
You know.
Here's a
Ryan, you got to be back here a few times.
What? Perfect real world example is sitting in my mouth a couple of weeks ago. I had a crown made. Now, what they used to do is stick the goo in your mouth to take the impression, then send it off to a lab, and they would send it back, and it may or may not quite fit. What they did this last time is stick a camera in my mouth, scan the whole thing so that they got the post perfectly, and then he went in, looked at the 3D model on the screen, showed me this, because I was like, oh, show me. made a few fine points. He sent it to the machine, which then cut the new tooth porcelain cap out of some material, and it took 15 minutes.
Wow.
That he put it, awesome. That he glued it on the old tooth, and I was out of there.
Somebody's talking to you on the that's fantastic, but I just want to say somebody's asking you questions on the chat room there too, buddy. Okay. Wow. I'm just stoked about this. Can people come down and look at your place?
Can people?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm over at 1250 California Street, just down the road.
It's just down.
Downtown.
Just around the corner.
What else is going on, Rachel, around here?
So you were talking about Uber earlier.
Yes.
So, you know, Uber is...
You don't think of that as technology, but it is.
Right.
Right. It's a technology that basically connects supply, meaning drivers that could drive their cars around, with demand, people who want to ride someplace,
right,
in really efficient fashion. And, you know, it's this very similar system to what's happening with Airbnb, where it's connecting supply, meaning a spare bedroom, with somebody who wants a place to stay. One of the critical elements of this is that all of these services are developing trust systems. You know, why should I get in your car if I don't know you? Or why should I stay in your house? Do I trust you? Right.
The day that Uber came out, they made the announcement here in Reading. If you remember, that was the same day that Uber guy went out and killed four or five people, on another state, of course.
Right.
And in between, he was giving people rides. That would have been a little scary. But it is. It's a trust thing that you have to be able to. I don't know this guy. I don't know if he's gone through a background investigation of this girl. And I'm hopping in a car with them.
Right. So, you know, that's part of the systems that they've been developing. They're certainly the most advanced systems for creating trust between strangers. So I like to imagine,
Good?
I think it's going to change things, you know, for better and for worse. So I imagine kids today who are growing up in a world of Uber and Airbnb, it's going to be really important for kids today to develop a reputation, an online digital reputation, because that's going to become a baseline in all of our exchanges going forward. It's kind of a marketplace.
Digital reputation.
Yeah. So, you know, if you think about it, whenever we're online, you leave a digital trail behind you, whether you like it or not.
Yeah. And that's where they pop up all these neat little ads about, you know,
That are served up
turkey
exactly
hunting
to
or
you.
Something like
Google
this.
Google AdSense.
Right. So, you know, and kids need to develop a more sophisticated awareness of how their digital trail is going to affect their reputation and what that may make possible for them in the future.
And, you know, right now, these kids aren't thinking about it. But I can tell you right now is that when the California Highway Patrol and these police departments are looking to hire people, one of the things they look at is your social media. And because, you know, somebody comes across really good, and then they go over and look at their social media, their postings, and it's like, well, you just disqualified yourself, 12 times in the last 13 days.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's true.
Yep.
Because, you know, you've got to be able to, when the people you're selecting to go out there operating by themselves, they've got to go through all this thing. Well, like you said, when they're 5 years old and we let them get on a machine, it starts it right then. I mean, and then it tracks you through your whole life. I mean, I don't know if I would have gotten all the clearances I got in my life if there had been Facebook back when I was 15 years old or social media like that.
Discreet.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, and so are there schools or classes for this? I mean, so somebody telling, you know, there should be a class in school starting in like first grade or second grade or wherever kids start getting their phones, and that could be sixth grade or seventh grade. There ought to be classes saying, let's talk about this phone you've got here in front of you or this iPad or this computer and what it can do, the impact it can have on your life, the negative impact it can have on your life if you do certain things.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you're talking
and
about.
And the flip side, you know, imagine a kid volunteers for, you know, 100 hours when they're 15.
Yeah.
In the future, that might actually become part of their reputation on whatever the next Uber is or the next Airbnb is. They might be able to port over that record of their volunteer hours. So it goes both ways, right? So, well, but the important thing is to get smart about how you leave a digital identity behind you.
Well, you know, that thing, too, is that because when you put out a resume, so you give an electronic resume. Well, now these big companies are hiring for a lot of money. They're going to go out and look. And what you're talking about is so important. If you leave a digital resume, what you're doing is you're leaving a digital resume mm-hmm. from the first time you open it up.
Mm-hmm.
So they go back there and find out that your favorite site has to do with pole dancing in Lithuania. you might tell the IBM that maybe this is somebody we ought not look at that close.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's not secret anymore. Nothing. There's nothing secret. Should you ever think anything secret anymore? Besides your Apple phone.
that
the FBI just said that they can bust into now. That's good.
Right.
So,
I wouldn't think so.
That is so interesting what you just said, because, starting now when they're children, by the time they're 21 and they've gone through high school and college and they're out there looking, that they've got a track behind them that it's a mile
big
wide.
Footprint.
They've got a mile wide mm-hmm. footprint now.
Well, and this is what worries me when parents, let's say parents see kids using a gaming system or, using a computer. If parents don't kind of go there with their kids and help them navigate what's the good and the bad, then how are kids possibly going to know that? So even if it feels like it's not a native territory to go into a gaming system or to spend time on the mobile phone or whatever, it's critical for kids to learn.
It is critical. I'm just looking at emails you've sent me, plus other things we're going through, because we need to take a break here. I'm here with Rachel Hatch and Russell Ryan. And Rachel, I need to have you on a lot more to talk about this. Because
we should do a DARPA day. I think that would be really
fun. Well, I tell you what, that's the Defense Advanced Research Projects Administration.
Agency. Yep.
And I did work there for a while after. Well, I worked with them while I was in the Marine Corps, and then afterwards I was contracted there to do some things. And if I don't remember X-Files, X-Files.
Mm-hmm.
They had one episode where at the DARPA headquarters in D.C. on the sixth floor, they had all these, they had aliens on there. They were all kind of a suspended animation. The reason I'm saying this is when I walked into the headquarters at DARPA and went up to talk to this guy, I looked at him and we're talking. I said, so do I get to go up and look on the sixth floor? And he goes, oh, we moved them. And that's all he said, and that he knew exactly what I was talking about. And he said, no, we moved him after that show. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Yeah. Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River
Hour Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends at a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Spend your spring break exploring at Turtle Bay. We will be open all week, March 28th through April 3rd, for a fun and educational way to enjoy spring break, with programming every day and something new to inspire wonder around every corner. Put Turtle Bay on your spring break to-do list. We'll be open 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th through April 3rd. For more information and program schedules, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
National news with a local view. KCNR 1460.
Mr. Roboto, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460. I got some public service announcements here before we get back into it. The Reading Regional Chapter of the Safari Club International on the 22nd annual banquet is going to be Saturday, April 30th. This is going to be a great thing, my friends. It's got everything. You've got all types of hunts, everywhere from African safaris to local goose and pheasant hunts, photo safaris, the whole thing, plus all types of drawings and auctions. And I can tell you, they've got the best selection of prizes I've ever seen. I've been doing this for 8 years in this town, and I tell you, the guns they have are just outstanding. Saturday, May 7th, is the Military Order of the Purple Heart. By the way, if you want to get involved in that, you give Larry McLeod a call at 474-5075 or call the station. We'll help you get tickets to that. Saturday, May 7th, is the four-person scramble for the Military Order of the Purple Heart fundraiser for the Military Order of the Purple Heart. They are always giving helping veterans in need, plus they have a scholarship they give, $7,000 in scholarships to local high school and college students. And, of course, the second annual mixer for the Healing Waters Fly Fishing on the 2nd of April right here at Veterans Hall, 1605 Yuba Street. And it's to support the nonprofit Shasta program to dedicated to the physical and emotional rehabilitation of disabled active military service personnel and disabled veterans through fly fishing and associated. I tell you what, I've been involved with this for a couple of years. This is just really great. This really helps out a lot of people. I can't say enough about the fly shop and everybody else here that's helping out with this. Tickets are $20. If you have any questions, either call here at the station or call Todd Cooper at 524-8033. All right? Now, I'm here with Rachel Hatch and Ryan Russell. We're talking about the future here, and we were talking about Uber and all these other things that are going on. What else should we be looking for here?
So, especially since we have Ryan here, I just want to mention that this phenomenon of parklets that you may have seen last fall, there was a pop-up parklet, and Ryan's also been working on more permanent ones. I don't know if you want to share a little bit about that. I think what I think, as a futurist, what I think is interesting about them is it's a new way of engaging in placemaking, making a place really distinctive and so that it has local character.
Yeah, the trend is really going in the direction in cities that creating new small places in unlikely areas such as parallel parking spaces. There's like a trend to take back the streets, you know. For
okay, now they did that, they did this down here on California Street.
Yeah, that was just on California
Street.
Yeah,
and that's, I think that's a great idea. Yeah. By the way, we have somebody new in the chat room. It's NSA. And somebody says,
now we're in trouble.
I didn't know the NSA was interested in local broadcasts, and it came back. We are interested in all areas. So let's just keep it going, guys. So it's probably part of your, you know, Rachel's face, Rachel's face just turned red. Is there something, Rachel, I need to know about this? Am I going to see?
You may have a file now.
Black helicopter. Well, no, trust me. That file's been going on a long time. It's probably so thick, I'm at least in two. I'm in two or three different buildings here. Okay, okay, that's a great thing, too. They're kind of like going out, little, what do they call it, parklets or something like that?
Yeah,
or?
Parklets. It's yeah. just the name to create a yeah. public space in these parallel parking spaces, taking back the street. You know, creating unique kind of like parks, landscapes that people can hang out that creates a more vibrant atmosphere. And so that's mm-hmm. happening more here in Reading. I think it will happen more in the future, you know, temporary or permanent, you know. I'm working on a couple permanent options currently.
Okay. I'm yeah. going to find a cup that I want or a mug I want, and I'm going to give it to you. And okay. we're going to have it here, and we're going to, you know, have it here so everybody can see it, and they're going to look at it because it's going to be different.
Yeah.
So I want to work with you on this. And then so, because it's going to be totally different. And people are going to go, where'd you get that? And I'll go, huh, it's one of a kind. But you can have one just like it. now, you said that there we need more connecting tissue. Is that what it
yeah,
was?
Yeah, connective tissue.
There's something,
yeah.
we've got a lot of people here, but there's we're losing people.
That's right. In fact, with the field trip to the future that we did last December, we've actually lost one of the, not lost permanently, but just lost to brain drain, one of the people who was an innovator that we spotlighted on that. So you may know her, Katrina Keyes. She did the Inside Out Reading project in downtown Reading, where mm-hmm. there were faces of people who live and work downtown mm. kind of pasted on the side
yeah,
of buildings.
Yeah,
these
yeah.
huge pictures. Such a cool project,
oh,
a public art project.
Yep.
And she has since moved to Kansas City. So the thing that's on my mind
oh,
is,
no,
why well, are we losing this talent?
Yeah. Why?
And I think that there, I have a hypothesis that
okay.
there's, we're lacking some sort of connective tissue or just kind of the social cohesion among people who are doing such interesting things. People like the Ryans of Reading, the Katrinas of Reading, even people like
Hope Seth
Scott
and her
Beaton, if you haven't met him. He's
Scott's, been on,
oh, yeah.
Scott's been on the show
Fantastic.
Several times. We love this guy.
Yeah. And so it's people like them that it's just got me thinking, what can we do as a community to you know, provide more opportunity for those people and to connect them with each
yeah.
other? Because there's a certain kind of juice that you get by just being around other people
totally.
Who are innovating.
Yeah.
Oh, no, when you sit down
that.
You start. Well, you remember when the Economic Development, EDC, had that hub where they had all those people come in here to come up with this idea for crowdfunding that they did? I mean,
well,
that was a
done
few weeks ago.
Weekend.
The Startup Weekend.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
Right. yeah.
Okay.
So the Startup Weekend. And, you know, and it was an app thing. But, you know, and apps are big, but apps are just like three or four people, maybe. I mean, but we ought to be, I mean, if we have the brains, which I think we have, and if we really want to push this forward so that Reading becomes somebody that's known for, hey, these guys are up there innovating and you know, how can we get them up here and all this?
Mm-hmm.
We've got to, you know, you're never going to, we can't wait for the government to do it. I mean,
right.
they
I
can't
agree.
Even get a blueprint for safety out in a year, you know? So, yeah, I didn't mean to offend the city council on that one. But we need to have innovators like you all and then get an angel out there that will, you know, pop up some money.
Well, and I think you can
start
small.
Like
I mean,
yeah.
you
yeah.
can start with just bringing people into yeah. a room who haven't gotten to spend time with each other before. And that's
yeah.
really another part of what the field trip to the future does and is about, is giving these people a chance to have peripheral vision into what the cool things are that other
yeah.
people are doing.
Yeah, gets people excited in this community and makes someone like me feel like there's other people here doing things, that there's like, you're not alone, you know, there's a
yeah.
community of people that are forward thinking, that are moving the city forward. So it's very exciting. It
yeah.
makes me personally want to stay here. Stay in Reading.
Well,
you know?
Does TED, the TEDx, does that have, I mean, is that kind of
along
that way?
Yeah, that's another
that
reason
way?
Why we're doing, why Catalyst
okay.
and Professionals
well,
is doing TEDx
so
Reading.
Yeah. How can we then do that? Do we need to have something, have some people come together and say, okay, let's all meet in this room, or, as you know, food's going to be provided for a weekend, and we just innovate for the weekend and come out with some kind of report? Is
I
that
think
too,
it's
is that
to be
simple?
I think it's got to be a drumbeat of chances for people to come together who are unexpected conversation partners.
Yeah.
Garrett Viggers here in town is working
no, Garrett,
on a really interesting
right.
project called Art Up Startup, which
mm-hmm.
is hopefully going to be in May. And it's designed to be just this beautiful collision between artists and entrepreneurs. And, you know, to ask
yeah.
what can coders or other entrepreneurs learn from artists about the way that they approach their work, and what can artists learn from entrepreneurs around how to do the business of their art.
I wish I could take another half hour in the show. So what I'm going to have to do is have you come back.
We should do that.
Rachel,
yeah.
On a regular basis. Yeah. You bring back every one of these people.
Well, they are all innovating here.
Yeah.
And
maybe some kids that are innovating.
Yeah.
Or do we have like a pipeline to, you know, in some of the schools?
There's some really good
stuff. These
STEM
kids
work
are coming up with some stuff going on.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, this is great. So we can do it here, but we have to kind of have an innovation design system that people can get together and on a real regular basis and maybe kind of drop in and, you know, chew the fat, talk about things they're working on, just kind of move on out and to help each other. So in the hub, that Shasta Venture Hub is doing a great job. Could that be kind of like a place that people could, you know, drop in and all those things?
Yeah, and I think they're doing a lot of that already.
Yeah,
so they have beer and bites is one of the things they're up to, the startup writing weekend, co-working days.
Sure.
Yeah. It's on its way. We just need to do more.
Okay, Russell. I'm sorry, Ryan. I probably keep interchanging that.
That's okay.
You have two first names.
So
that's right. Ryan, how do people get a hold of you and to look at your website, because it's really cool?
Yeah. Again, my website address is RyanRussellStudio.com. That's with two S's and two L's in Russell. People confuse that sometimes.
No,
so.
And
I'm over at 1250 California Street, just around the corner. So anyone can stop by and say hi and see what I'm working on, whether it's 3D printing or architectural work. So.
Okay. Rachel, how do people get a hold of you, or do you want them to?
Twitter.
Okay.
@RachelKeys.
Twitter @RachelKeys.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, everybody. Tomorrow we're having, you know, we're going to leap into the future when we're having one of the foremost experts on turkeys, turkey conservation, and turkey hunting will be our guest tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, along with many other people from 7 to 8 o'clock. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Be a good guy out there.
KCNR, Shasta Reddy.
And I'll keep this world from
news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Speaking today in Cuba, President Obama voicing solidarity with the people of Brussels in the wake of the terror attacks killed more than 30 people at the airport and in the Brussels subway system.
We will do whatever is necessary to support our friend and ally Belgium in bringing to justice those who are responsible.
More than 150 people injured in this morning's Brussels attacks. Former FBI Special Agent Peter Ahern notes bloodshed comes just days after the arrest in Brussels of an accused mastermind of the Paris attacks.
The real question is, was this part of his cell, not part of his cell, and just an independent group that reacted because of the arrest?
There is no specific incredible threat against America's largest city at this time.
But we are in a high state of vigilance and readiness.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, the presidential candidate, speaking out. Ted Cruz says he would bring the full force and fury of the U.S. military to bear on ISIS.